It's 8 o'clock.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Van Cristo Radio Theater, which brings you each week great radio shows from the past. Tonight,
Gangbusters!
Gangbusters, presented in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States. The only national program that brings you authentic police case histories.
A brief reminder to stay tuned to the end of tonight's episode for a very special contest and announcement. And now enjoy tonight's presentation on Van Cristo Radio Theater.
Gangbusters present Louis J. Valentine, former commissioner of the largest police force in the world, who will interview by proxy Lieutenant Tom McGrath, Chicago Police Department, retired. Commissioner Valentine.
Lieutenant McGrath, I know Winsel Urban terrorized the Midwest for years.
Yes, Commissioner Valentine. To Winsel Urban, crime was a big business. Where others sought thousands, he went after millions. Urban was so cunning and so daring that on one occasion he was able to rob hundreds of families of their life savings at one blow.
And that's tonight's case, Lieutenant McGrath. Where would you like to begin?
A few months ago in Chicago, Commissioner, a slender, wiry man named Lou Morgan was keeping an appointment in a large gymnasium where prize fighters exercised and trained.
Hi, Joe. Been waiting long?
About time you got here, Morgan. Urban's getting impatient. This time he wants everything set and perfect. And no more excuses.
Everything's okay now, Joe. I got it all figured like Urban wants.
You took enough time.
Well, he wants a clean job, Joe. It takes time.
Okay, come on.
Urban in the back room here?
Yeah, he's getting a rub down. Let's go in. Morgan says it's all set, Urban.
Hi, Urban.
Fill it, Morgan. It works. What are you waiting for?
Urban is trying to scrub down guys.
Ah, he's deaf and dumb, I tell you.
Now, look, Urban, I'm the front man. I can't take no chances.
It's a dummy, I tell you. Okay, I tell you. That's enough rubbing, Mickey. See? You can't hear nothing.
Look, I'm a nervous guy, Urban.
Okay. Joe, send Mickey out of here.
Hey. Hey, Mickey. Urban says that's enough rubbing for now. You should come back later. Yeah, later.
Okay, Morgan. What's it look like?
It's an easy mark, Urban. Ought to be 200 grand.
I told you to find out about the burglar alarm.
I did.
Well?
No burglar alarm.
How do you know?
Well, that's what took me so long. Like I told you before, the place looks like a business office, see? But they got a big vault with a tin door. Some people don't like to keep money in a bank, so they rent safe deposit boxes from this office. They got hundreds of bucks.
How do you know there ain't no burglar alarm?
They got a watchman instead. He lives upstairs over the office. Me and him, pals. I make friends with the guy, see? We take a walk, have a couple of beers, and before you know it, I got the layout of the whole vault. The same as if he handed me the blueprint. Yeah, it'll be a cinch, Urban. You could drop a bomb in there. Nobody'd hear it.
What about the doctor that has his office on the second floor?
He's the only one upstairs besides the watchman.
You case the doctor?
Sure, even let the doc examine me. You got nothing to worry about him. Goes home every night. You gonna do the job, Urban?
Yeah.
When?
Friday night.
Then I guess I'll blow out of town for the weekend.
You want your 10%, you do a piece of work for it.
What do you mean, Evan?
Somebody's got to put this watchman on the spot. We don't know him, so you're the one who's going to do it.
Oh, no, Evan, I can't. I'm up to my neck now. If I put the finger on that watchman, the cops will hang it on me, sure.
You'll do like I say if you know what's good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Evan.
When's the watchman make his rounds at the vault?
Every hour on the nose. Takes him 15 minutes.
He carry a time clock?
Yeah, he punches at the five station.
What's he do after he makes his rounds?
Takes a walk, maybe for 45 minutes. But look,
Evan. You're going to have that watchman at tow. I figure it'll take 3 hours to open the vault and crack the lockboxes inside. You got to make the watchman's rounds for him or the alarm will go off.
I'll take care of that, Urban.
Meanwhile, I don't want no nosy cops spotting a Jimmy door. So we go in with the watchman's key. And we keep the watchman where he can do no damage.
Yeah, yeah, Urban, I see your point, but look...
Friday night, you'll take a walk with that watchman at 10:15. When you get to the corner drugstore, go in for cigarettes. Leave the watchman standing on the corner. You and the boys will handle the details from there on. Just you have the watchman outside that drugstore.
Say, I hope you didn't mind walking down here by the drugstore.
No, no, it suits me as long as we're walking.
Okay.
You know, walking's why I like being a night watch.
Yeah?
Yeah. You can go out for air, you know, between rounds. Yeah.
Well, I just want to step in here for a minute.
Okay, let's go.
No, all I want is cigarettes. You wait here a minute, huh?
Oh, wait, come to think of it, I need cigarettes myself.
Oh, yeah? Well, yeah. Okay, what do you smoke? I'll get them for you.
Oh, now, listen, I couldn't let you do that. I'll come on.
Oh, what's a pack of cigarettes? Just stay here a minute. I'll bring you some out.
Okay, but... Okay with me.
Pardon me, mister. We dropped a key on the curb back there.
Yeah, we wondered, could you hold a match while we look for it?
Why, yes, I guess so. I think I got a box of matches someplace here in my pocket.
Yeah, it's light, mister.
Right here is the spot.
Sure. Just a second now, I'll strike a match.
Find it. Now, Joe.
Get it, he's out cold.
Hold him up. Now, here comes the car.
All right, get him in the car, quick. Okay, step on it. Head for the vault.
Look at it, thousands. A gold mine. Look at all them rings and things.
Oh, come on. We ain't got time to play with a cracked neck box.
What a haul. Am I seeing right?
$100 bills.
Joe?
Yeah, Urban?
Come here.
Keep on cracking them boxes, boys, while I see what Urban wants. Did you ever see so much dough, Urban?
That's going to be the biggest haul anybody ever got.
What time is it, Joe?
It's almost one.
Time to make another round with the watchman's time clock.
Yeah, I'll take care of it.
How about the watchman?
I just checked him. He won't wake up for hours. When he does, it'll take him a week to untie himself.
Perfect, Joe. Perfect. All right, hurry up, you guys. Get them last boxes open. We're getting out in 20 minutes.
Like whoever broke into this vault made quite a haul, doesn't it, Sergeant?
No telling how much, Captain Rogers.
Oh, what a mess. Look at it. Mortgage papers, registered bonds, heirlooms. Everything they couldn't use. Thrown it all over the place.
They left this behind. Imagine what they took with them.
Any fingerprints, Sergeant?
Not a print, Captain Rogers.
Did you check that watchman's story?
Yes, sir. I'm sure he's in the clear. But he's all we've got to work with right now.
Somebody cased this job perfectly.
Yes, they knew every corner like a book. Right now, it points to the man the watchman took a walk to the drugstore with just before the robbery.
What's the watchman have to say about this man?
He's given us a pretty accurate description, but it could fit 1,000 suspects.
All right. But then they're questioning everyone in the neighborhood, Sergeant. Maybe someone else noted this finger man. Meantime, we'll get an estimate of the loot. I hate to think of the figure when it gets totaled.
Not playing them rings and things, Joe. I'm trying to ask.
Boy, oh, boy, what a take. How much, Urban? How much?
Let me check the figures now. Let's see. Currency, coins, negotiable bonds, jewelry. 8, 13,
22, 30, 38, 60, 44.
How much, Urban? How much? Just a second, wait a minute. There. Take a look.
300 grand.
Take another look, Joe.
3,000.
You're kidding. Now, that's the total.
$3 million bucks.
Yeah. $3 million plus a couple of thousand and all the jewelry.
I didn't think there was that much dough in the world.
There was, and then tin boxes.
And we got it.
Yeah. Joe.
Don't bother me. I'm dreaming about spending my cut.
That's what I want to talk about.
What do you mean? That's already settled.
Look, Joe. A $3 million score makes this dough the hottest stuff in the country.
So?
So we can't let the boys push it out too freely.
No?
My idea is everybody takes 15 grand apiece and we pack the rest away until it cools off.
Who packs it away?
Who's the boy?
You.
Then I take care of the money until we split the balance.
I know, Evan. I know.
You think I'm crazy enough to blow up with all this dough? The boys would cut my head off.
And I'd be there with the sharpest knife.
Okay, so it's settled. Each takes 15 grand and I pack away the rest.
It's settled, Urban. But don't forget what I said.
About the sharpest knife?
Yeah. 3 million. Why, that little punk Morgan. He had the right dope. You gotta give him credit.
Yeah. Morgan's in for casing this job. It's 10%. You know what 10% of 3 million is?
300 grand. So what?
300,000 is a lot of dough. More than we expected from the whole job.
He earned it.
Ah, what business a punk like Morgan got with 300,000? It's dangerous.
For him?
For us. He tosses that dough around, he gets picked up. Cops make him sing it, we fry. You can't spend no 3 million in Joliet.
So we give him peanuts.
We give him nothing, Joe. He's front man, and sooner or later, the cops will nab him. When a copper says boo, a punk like Morgan sings.
You mean we gotta give him the business?
Yeah, the business. But make sure it's a clean job. Morgan's out of town now, setting up his alibi. He'll be back Monday for a split. You and the boys will see that he gets it. Between the eyes.
Not 24 hours after Urban robbed the vault, Commissioner Valentine, he was planning to dispose of the weakest member of his gang.
Lieutenant McGrath, we're all anxious to hear what happened next in this thrilling case.
We'll return to tonight's episode of Gangbusters on Van Cristo Radio Theater in just a few moments. In the recently completed 10th Annual Francis W. Hatch Awards competition, sponsored by the Advertising Club of Greater Boston, Van Cristo Associates won first prize for excellence in radio advertising. This highly coveted award was given to Van Cristo for the agency's radio commercials for the books The Military Industrial Complex and The Same Sex, published by Pilgrim Press. We're sure the many listeners of Van Cristo Radio Theater would like to hear these prize-winning commercials. Last week, we played for you The Military Industrial Complex. Tonight, we'll play The Same Sex.
Alabama, 2 to 10 years. Connecticut, 30 years.
About 37% of all males have had at least one overt homosexual experience.
Georgia.
When a homosexual is undesirably discharged from the Army, we notify the local police.
Maine.
The same sex?
The term homosexual is dehumanizing. New Hampshire. And men are more easily murdered if their full humanity is ignored.
5 years or both.
The gay bar is, well, it's a sexual market. If you know what to watch for in a gay bar,
7 to 20.
Same sex?
Vermont.
I love you.
5.
Idaho. I love you too.
5 years to life.
The same sex? The same sex?
The same sex. An appraisal of homosexuality. A Pilgrim Press paperback now playing
Vermont
at your local bookstore.
1 to 5. Idaho. 5 years to life.
The commercial you've just heard was one of two which won for Van Cristo Associates first prize in the 10th Annual Hatch Awards Competition for Excellence in Radio Advertising, sponsored by the Advertising Club of Greater Boston.
Now back to Gangbusters and Commissioner Valentine.
Lieutenant McGrath, Winsome Urban had given instructions to his gang to murder Lou Morgan, the man who led Urban to the $3 million loot. What happened next?
Well, Chicago detectives questioned hundreds of people, Commissioner Valentine, to uncover even the smallest lead to the man who cased the vault for the gang. One of those questioned was the doctor who had his office above the vault. Captain Rogers went there to talk to
him. I remember every detail, Doctor. As I said, the night watchman has told us he first met this suspect in the hallway, outside, coming out of your office here.
About 10 days ago, you say?
About then, Doctor. The watchman said he was wearing a plaid shirt and a
Wait.
Pair of...
I think I do recall him.
Good.
Let me look back at my record. Here. February 2nd, J.L. Smith.
Well, he'd use a phony name.
I'm certain this is the man.
You examined him?
Thoroughly. He complained of feeling sick.
Was he?
Well, I could find nothing wrong. Hypochondriac type.
But tell me, when you were examining him, Doctor, did you notice anything about him? Any peculiar scars or marks?
Well, yes. He did have a tattoo. Bathing beauty tattoo.
Where?
The left forearm.
Good.
I noticed the tattoo while taking his pulse.
Yes. Any other marks, Doctor?
An appendectomy.
Good. How about his teeth?
I recall several molars missing. He wore a dental bridge.
Perfect, perfect. Thanks very much.
I hope I've been helpful, Captain.
Doctor, you don't know how helpful you've been. This was a professional job. The men involved probably have records. And that tattoo, the appendectomy scar, and the missing teeth are distinctive clues. They may lead us to these criminals.
Identification Bureau to Captain Rogers. Have checked cross-file system for known criminals with 1, bathing beauty tattoo, 2, appendectomy scar, 3, missing molars and dental bridge. Results, 7 known criminals answering general description and having those marks. Sending these criminals' records to your office at once.
I asked you two gentlemen to come here to police headquarters to look at some pictures.
Yes, sir.
Doctor, will you please sit on one side of that table and the watchman on the other? I'll have here 7 photographs. Doctor, I'm going to hand them to you first. If the man who visited your office is in that group, pick him up.
All right, Captain. Here, Captain. Here's this one.
Hmm? All right, I'll just make a note of that number. Thank you, Doctor. Now, I'm going to shuffle these same pictures a bit and hand them to the watchman.
Yes, sir.
Now, sir, see if the man who went walking with you on the night of the robbery is any one of these 7 men.
Yes, sir. I'll try, Captain.
Take your time.
It's this one, Captain. I know him anywhere. I swear it is.
Yes, give me that photograph, please.
Yes, sir.
Number 45682, Lou Morgan. It seems you gentlemen agree.
I know him in a minute.
Thank you, gentlemen, for your cooperation. I'll assign the entire robbery and burglary squad to get a line on this Lou Morgan at once.
Hello?
Urban?
Yeah.
Lou Morgan. I just got back to town, Urban. I hear we did good in our deal.
Good enough.
I hear it was in 7 figures.
Yeah. So what?
Terrific. My commission ready, Ivan?
An awful big chunk of dough for you, Morgan.
Well, I get 10%, though. Now you're going to pay off.
Sure, I'm going to pay off. How about coming around tonight? Boys will be here.
Boys?
Yeah. We're planning a little party.
Party? I don't want no party, Ivan.
Don't you want what's coming to you?
I know how you work, Ivan. Nothing doing. I ain't coming around.
I said come around here, Morgan. Or I'll send the boys after you.
No, Ivan. I don't want a knife in my back. Leave me be. Will you leave me be?
Open up, Morgan. We know you're inside. Open up, Morgan.
Push the door in.
Okay. You don't seem to be here. The closet.
Keep your gun ready.
Okay, Morgan, come out of that closet or we'll shoot through the door.
Grab him.
No. Look, honest, I won't squeal. I won't squeal. Tell Ivan, will you? Come and keep the door. I don't want him to go, honest. I don't want him to go.
Swarming, Morgan.
Look, I don't want to die, please. I don't want to die. Tell Ivan I'll hit the road. I don't want him to go. See, listen.
Hey. Who are you guys? He didn't send you, did he? You cop it.
Yes, Morgan, we're police officers. What were you saying about Urban?
Urban? I don't know any such guy.
No? Well, you've told us what we want to know, Morgan. Take him downtown, Sergeant.
I got a piece of bad news for you, Urban.
Yeah, what?
We went to get Lou Morgan.
No?
The cops got there first.
What?
What?
Nearly hooked up, too.
You gotta move fast, Joe. Round up all the boys. Have them at the hotel at 7. I'll meet you there. You split up the balance of the dough and blow. As soon as Morgan sings, your cargo's not gonna be so healthy.
Sergeant Thompson speaking.
This is Captain Rogers, Sergeant. Did you get any more out of Morgan?
Not yet, Captain, but he'll talk in time.
We can't wait, Sergeant. As soon as word of Morgan's arrest spreads, that gang will scatter to the four winds. The loot with them.
We'll get Urban, Captain. We'll work day and night until we do.
Well, it's important to recover the loot, too, Sergeant. Hundreds of people have lost their life saving. Now, you check every place Urban's been seen. Couldn't carry $3 million around with him. Must be hidden out someplace. Find it. Okay, Urban, wake up. Come on, come on, wake up.
Hey, hey, what are you doing?
Hello, Urban.
Joe, Hiya, boys.
Hiya, Urban.
Yeah, I brought the boys along. You took this little room 60 miles out of town. Didn't think we could find you, huh?
Look, guys, you got this all wrong.
Yeah, you were supposed to show up at the hotel at 7 o'clock 3 days ago. Instead, you took the dough and skipped.
I'm telling you, Joe, you're wrong. I ain't got the dough.
Remember, Urban, I said I'd be the guy with the sharpest knife?
Cops were getting too close to me. I tried to reach it.
Where's the dough, Urban?
Same place it always was.
Where? Where is it?
You get your end in time.
We want it now. Where's the dough, Urban?
If I tell you, you'll grab the $3 million and take a walk with my split.
Where's the dough, Urban?
It's hid good. Hey, what is this? Am I boss of this mob or ain't I?
You ain't, Urban. We're just stalling for time, but we want that dough quick. Go to work on it, boys. Make them tell us where it is.
No. No. No, boys. No, no.
I tell you, Joe, we shouldn't have killed Urban until we got our hands on the dough.
He wasn't lying about the dough being up here in this attic by the pipe.
Are you sure?
After that workout we gave him, Urban wasn't telling no lies to us.
Okay, Joe. You're the boss. For now, anyhow.
All right, you guys. When we go in the attic, no noise, no lights. The dough's in a tin box under the floor by a pipe. Now, I don't want myself cut to pieces and dumped in a ditch like Urban. So we split the dough right here, okay?
Okay, mate.
Open the door. Quiet now. That's the corner over there. Got that crowbar ready?
Yeah.
Shut the door.
Sorry, Joe.
Throwing up the floorboard. Easy now.
You see it yet, Joe?
Not yet. It's here, though.
We shouldn't have knocked Urban off yet.
See? What did I tell you? Here it is. Help me get the box out.
Okay, okay.
I said no lights. Who turned them lights on?
Nobody turned them on.
Who turned them on? Put your hands up, everybody. Coppers. Keep them up. You're trapped. All right, Sergeant. Start putting the cuffs on them.
Right, Captain. What's this all about?
We found Winchell Urban's body in a ditch near Kankakee a few hours ago.
So what?
And Morgan told us about this house. One of the many places Urban used. When you headed here, it was quite obvious where the loot was hidden. You walked right into our trap.
That Morgan. He'll get what's coming to him between the ribs.
You won't be the ones to give it to him. He's got you red-handed. You're going up for a long, long time.
Lieutenant McGrath, tonight's case is an outstanding example of efficient police work. What happened to Urban's gang?
All 7 of them, Commissioner Valentine, are now serving terms ranging up to life imprisonment.
Congratulations, Lieutenant, to the Chicago police. Even though this vicious gang staged one of the biggest robberies in criminal records, their loot did them no good. And all they got for their trouble was death or long sentences in prison.
Stay tuned for a new contest on Van Christo Radio Theater. Cyrano de Bergerac may have had the nose that launched 1,000 ships, But this fellow, Schnoz, became an institution along with the rest of it.
Hey, Jimmy. Jimmy, you look worried. There's something on your mind. I wonder what it is.
Say, I just had an argument with Ziegfeld.
Ziegfeld?
Corner Broadway and 43rd.
Some corner?
You know, Ziegfeld said, do you know who I am? I said, do you know who I am?
What happened?
He said, who I am?
Yeah.
I said nothing. I was cornered.
Cornered?
But it makes no difference what I start out to say.
Why not, Jim?
Why, this is what I wish to convey.
What is it, Jimmy?
Now, you know darn well I can do it out Broadway.
But
can Broadway do it out me?
No.
Why, Herald Square, Times Square, Columbus Circle, 96. Say, where am I? I must have passed my station.
Why, he's lost.
They must have found out at Times Square that I passed my destination.
Why?
They sent messengers all over to get me to head a celebration.
I get it.
You know, as I got off the express, some yokel pushes me into a local.
What happened?
The crowd, seeing a mistake, pulled the emergency brake and shouted,
why, there's Jimmy that well-dressed man.
So you know darn well I can do it out Broadway.
But
can Broadway do it out me?
No.
Hey, fellas, you remember when Eddie Leonard got sick?
Certainly.
I'll never forget the date.
Neither will I.
I'm sitting home when in comes another telegram which read...
What it read?
The only one who can replace Eddie Leonard is you.
You?
I went, and when I went, and how I went.
He's a winter.
Why, the applause was deafening as I started crooning.
It was, yes, sir. That's my baby. No, sir. I don't mean maybe.
No, that's not the song.
What was it, Jimmy boy? What was it?
For I love you, idle dear. Come on.
Yes, sir. The famous Inka-Dinka-Doo man, Jimmy Durante, back in the days of the Clayton, Jackson, and Durante trio. Can Broadway do without me? Jimmy Durante, just one of the exciting people on this recording, which takes you back to the great moments from old-time radio. Van Christo has just obtained this album featuring some of old-time radio's most famous stars, Will Rogers, Rudy Vallee, Al Jolson, W.C. Fields. It's a living history of some of radio's greatest moments. And you can own this recording for $4.95 in check or money order to old-time radio, Van Christo Radio Theater, 18 Newbury Street, Boston 02116. Remember, when you purchase one of these recordings, you not only buy special listening pleasure for yourself, but also help ensure your continued Sunday night enjoyment of the Van Christo Radio Theater as it brings back the great radio shows of the past. Order your record tonight, $4.95 in check or money order to Old Time Radio, Van Christo Radio Theater, 18 Newbury Street, Boston 02116. And now our special new contest, as we promised. Now we're making it easy for you to be eligible to win a free copy of Orson Welles' famous production, The War of the Worlds. Anyone can play the Van Christo Radio Buff game. And last week, Ann Simpson of Buckman Drive in Chelmsford was among those who played, and she won. She'll soon be receiving her copy of The War of the Worlds, Orson Welles' famous radio production of H.G. Wells' classic. To be eligible to win your copy of The War of the Worlds by Orson Welles, all you have to do is send a card with your name and address to Van Christo Radio Theater, 18 Newbury Street, Boston 02116. That's a postcard with your name and address to Van Christo Radio Theater, 18 Newbury Street, Boston 02116. One winner will be drawn from all cards received, and we'll announce the winner's name next Sunday night. But hurry and send your card. That winner might be you.
Gangbusters is a Philip H. Lord production,
which comes to you by special recording every Sunday night at 8 o'clock on Van Christo Radio Theater over WCRB.